Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Adventures of a Traumatized Child. I am your host, Hayden. Your co-host, Lucifer, is not here right now. If you don't know who Lucifer is, it's the cat. She's off doing fucking probably something she shouldn't be. But, hi. So, I know I wanted to post another episode a little earlier than this. It's difficult for me to find like proper time to record just because I'm not really alone a lot and I don't have somewhere that I can go to like be alone to record. So I can only really do it during the week, during like the morning, the day, and I tend to like sleep all fucking day. And that's not an exaggeration. Like, I will literally, if I have to work at 6:30 at night, I will wake up at 6:30 in the morning with Tristan. And then as soon as he leaves, I'll pass back out and I'll keep waking up and going back to sleep and waking up and going back to sleep until like fucking 4 o'clock. And then I'll start getting ready for work. Like, it's a problem. So I'm trying to use you guys to fucking like keep myself awake during the day. Because then, if I can get myself to stay awake during the day, I can get myself to actually start doing shit during the day. Like, I don't know, cleaning my fucking dirty-ass apartment. Ugh. Anyways. So, I guess not a whole bunch has happened since I last recorded. I still can't talk about the one situation that I really want to talk about, which sucks, just because I don't know. It has to do with my job, and I'm not sure how we're gonna go about that, but I don't think I can talk about that yet, so that fucking sucks, because, oh my god, you guys, I know I said this last time, but you're not fucking ready. There's tea out the wazoo. But I can't fucking tell you guys right now, and it sucks, and I hate it. I'm gonna try to prop you guys up on a Mountain Dew bottle, so we'll see if this works. I'm trying to find a good spot to put my phone so it's not, like, up against the blankets. But I'm also, like, probably way too fucking close to the mic. Yeah. So, let me think. I've been working for going on almost 2 weeks straight. It would be like straight in a row, but I fucking called out of work on Saturday because I was convinced that if I had to go to work on Saturday, I was gonna come home and kill myself because I'm fucking dramatic. So I called in. Which normally I can't really call in to work because, fuck. Again, trying to figure out how to talk about some of this shit without bringing up other shit that I shouldn't talk about right now. Basically, normally I just don't call in to work for various reasons, but the circumstances of Saturday were fine for me to call in because fucking I was supposed to close and you need two people where I live. Like, legally at my store, we have to have two people there at night to close the store. So if you're closing, you 100% cannot call in unless you have cover for your shift, which is obviously completely understandable because otherwise it's like a whole thing, and it's because shit like fucking getting robbed and this and that and the fucking other, I don't even know, man, it's a whole fucking thing. But my assistant manager and another one of my coworkers was supposed to be closing along with me, so there would have been three of us, and I was like, fuck it. So I texted my assistant manager and I was like, girl, no. She was like, okay. I told her I was puking, which, I mean, I lied, but it's still, like, I calling into work for, like, a quote-unquote mental health day just feels fucking lazy to me. So, it honestly just feels better if I lie about it, which is fucked up, but I guess that's also me just reverting back. Like, I've been a fucking liar my whole life, bro. Straight up. I was like, I mean, it's not like a diagnosed thing, but 100% I am a pathological liar. Like, I won't fucking... Granted, I am nowhere near as bad as I fucking used to be. Oh my god, dude. When I was a kid, I would make up stories that were so big my brain couldn't fucking hold on to them. It was fucked. I did not know how to keep my mouth shut. And then I got older and people would ask me about that shit and I'd be like, oh yeah, I was lying, bro. My fucking bad. I don't know, man. It's... Sometimes it's just easier to do it that way. But I don't know. I'm supposed to be doing intros before... Okay, fuck, hold on. This is your intro, okay? I'll be right back. Hey, I'm back, and our co-host has finally decided to join us. Lucifer, say hello. No, she's over it today. She does not want me to fucking talk to her. Fuck me. Hold on. I'm trying to set this back up, but I was fucking drinking out of my Mountain Dew, so it's not, like, full enough, so I hold up my phone anymore. So now you're just on my fucking leg. And I'm about to smoke. So, I am currently... butt-ass naked. And... fuck, there was something I wanted to specifically say and, like, talk about. But now I don't fucking remember. I wasn't even not fucking... It was literally... It was, like, 5 minutes. Because I was just going over the fucking... Ugh, hate this. Sorry. I'm trying to pack this fucking oney. Focusing, okay? Just give me a second. Lucifer, what the fuck are you doing? Come back. You're the co-host. You can't leave. Don't. You bitch. God damn it. Okay, never mind. The cat is leaving. Because apparently she doesn't want to co-host the show anymore. I re-record... Get out of the garbage bag! Little shit. Go. Stop it. Sorry. Anywho. No. Fuck. See? I was literally about to fucking start talking, and then I... Also, sorry for weird, loud, like, machine noises in the background. The fucking, like... little plow man is outside doing the parking spots. I don't know. It's really loud. God fucking damn it. What was fuck. Oh, yeah. My mom's getting married. So that's fun. I like her Beyonce. He's cool as fuck. And he's really funny. And he's not ugly. For once in her freaking life, my mom has an awful habit of, like, dating really ugly guys. Like, not all of them. Like, my brother's dad was a very attractive man. My dad, before he started doing drugs, he was a very attractive man. My other brother's dad, he's not horrible looking. But, like, all the other ones... were like, ugh, they weren't cute at all. And my mom's like, if you know me and, like, my family, you know my mom is fucking gorgeous. She, oh my god, my mom is fucking so pretty. It makes me so mad. So why the fuck But no, she's engaged to a guy who's, like, not ugly at all. He's very attractive man. So fucking go her. He's kind of short, but it's okay because my mom's super short. And I think he's still taller than me. So I think as long as he's taller than me, we don't have an issue. I don't care. Because she had one boyfriend who was, like, really fucking short. And he was a fucking asshole. I don't remember. Oh, God, he was a dick. I love you, Mom. I'm so sorry. I really hope you're not listening to this. Oh, God. I feel like if my mom ever heard my podcast, she'd be like, what the fuck? Like I said, Mom, if you're listening to this, I love you. I'm so sorry. Hold on, give me a second. I'm gonna smoke this money. Get the lighter. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Good Lord. Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting to cough that hard. Awful money, but... Oh, okay. But yeah, so I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be just because right now I'm doing a lot of filling with ums and yas, and that's making me realize I don't think I have as much to talk about as I thought I did. It's just, it's hard because, like I said earlier, like, there is one thing that I really want to fucking talk about, and I know as soon as I talk about it, you guys are going to have, like, a long-ass episode to listen to, possibly a fucking, like, multiple-part thing. But I can't fucking do it yet because I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen if I do. I don't know. So, fuck me. Ugh, this sucks, man. Okay. Hold on, let me hit my vape and brainstorm. Give me, like, 2 seconds. I want to quit vaping, but that, what the f- hold on, the fucking cat, I need to, give me a moment. Okay, I won't lie, I was gone for longer than a second. My cat fucking... I went out there to see what she was doing. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. And then she scratched slash bit the ever-living fuck out of my fucking... What part of my leg is that? My shin? Yeah. Yeah. And then I made ramen because I decided I was hungry because I have to work tonight. And I don't want to, like, go to work and be like, oh, I'm hungry and not be able to take a break because... I only work for, like, 5 hours tonight. There's, like, a fucking itch on my back. And I can get it. I keep scratching it, but it just... I don't know. It's not going away, and it's pissing me off. Hear that? This shit is so fucking good. Oh, my God. It's not, like, regular ramen. It's, like... one of the, like, pre-made ones that you, like, add water to and then just, like, throw in the microwave. But it's, like, a big-ass bowl, like, a square bowl. I think it's, like... Fuck, I thought I had another one that I could read the fucking... Oh, I do! Okay, it's the Nissin brand. It's just called Chow Mein. It's just Chow Mein noodles. And I get the teriyaki beef flavor. Oh, my fucking God. Oh my God, it is fucking delicious. Oh yeah, that's what I want. Okay, fuck yes. So, what I wanted to talk about is something that I wanted to talk about a couple times, but I always forget. because it's not, like, a topic that I, like, actually think about a lot. So,
girls who swear. Let's talk about it. So, obviously, I am a girl who swears. As you can probably fucking tell, I have a potty mouth. Like, to a severe degree. I swear like a sailor. So, my whole swearing career, I've had people tell me, that's not ladylike. That's not, girls aren't supposed to swear. It's too masculine, or it makes you seem too this or too that or yada yada. Here's my whole two cents. People don't like girls who swear because girls who swear are more opinionated. Girls who swear are expressing their emotions thoroughly, and the way that they feel is proper. And honestly, I don't think dropping a couple fucks every, you know, sentence and a half makes me any less of a lady. I still have a vagina. I still have titties. I do. I still got estrogen flowing throughout my body. I still have to get fucking poked in the ass every 3 months so that I don't get fucking pregnant. So I don't put my spawn on the planet. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's just this, it just goes back to the whole, like, it's just another thing that everyone's like, oh, it's fine if dudes do it, but if girls do it, oh my fucking God. I don't know. Can you shut the fuck up? Do you hear this shit? You are loud as fuck. Stop. I'm trying to record. God. I'm sorry. It's the plow man outside. He's fucking loud. I'm taking another bite of my ramen. Also, my Mountain Dew is empty, so I filled it up with raspberry lemonade, and you guys are now actually stood up on my grinder. Not my, bottle of drink, so. Yummy. Yeah, I don't know. Literally, as soon as I start fucking talking, it gets loud again. It was fine. Oh my God. Okay. I'm just gonna ignore it. I'm just gonna ignore it. I'm not gonna let it get to me. Just like the bullies in high school. Just kidding. You guys never got to me, and you all looked stupid as fuck. Because I've always been hot, even with my fucking weird-ass haircut for a little bit there. Because for, like, after I shaved my head, once it started, Lucifer! Anyways, after I shaved my head, like, it was the summer going into my senior year. So I started my senior year with, like, my hair growing out. And it was like, oh my God. It was like almost like an afro, but like it, like, straight. So it looked fucking ridiculous. I was still hot. If you just get past the hair, I was still hot. I've always been hot, bitch. Fuck you, man. I came out of the womb looking fine as a motherfucker. No, but seriously, let's talk about that. High school bullies, specifically the ones from fucking St. Peter High School. Now, here's my whole thing. I don't fucking, like, I don't really like to throw around the word bully. I personally, I don't know. It's just, it's overused. I think it's fucking stupid. I grew up in the fucking time of the cyberbully movie. So the word bully to me at this point, it's just like, it's fucking, it's like cringy at this point. So I don't like calling people bullies, but oh my fucking God. The kids at St. Peter were fucking relentless. Like, they were really, really, really awful. And I really probably would have gotten into a multitude of fist fights with more men than women, because men don't know how to keep their fucking mouths shut. But I was on fucking probation, so I couldn't fight anybody. Because if I fought anybody, I was gonna get a fucking drug charge on my record. And that didn't sound very fun. Hold on. Sorry, let's take another sip of my raspberry lemonade. No, but, like, these kids, like, yeah, I'll give them this. I definitely didn't dress, like, conventionally. But, bitch, I dressed like a low-level goth. Like, very low-level goth. Like, it wasn't even that fucking bad. And every fucking day, I would walk through those hallways, and fucking every time, four or five kids fucking, woof, 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 like, fucking, and it's so fucking weird. And this goes back to one of my older episodes that's called Hicks Are Literally Fucking Furries. And that was what got me, like, spreading around school, because people did not fucking like that. People did not like that I, A, said the word hick, because apparently hick is a derogatory comment, but someone tried to tell me it's a derogatory comment because it's racist, and I was like, you are not gonna tell me that I'm being fucking racist towards white people. I'm Russian, Swedish, German, and fucking French. I am, like, the whitest of the fucking white. You are not gonna tell me I'm being racist towards white people because I called a group of hicks a group of hicks. Fuck you. Fuck you. You can literally suck all 10 of my toes. Fuck that shit. Anyways. No, fucking, dude, they were fucking mean, bro. Granted, it didn't bother me in, like, a way where it was like, oh my God, I can't handle this, I'm gonna kill myself. It bothered me in a way where it was like, oh my God, why the fuck am I not allowed to, like, punch all of them in the jaw? Because I feel like all of those guys all, like, desperately need to get their ass fucking whooped by a woman. Like, they really do. They really need to get their whole fucking ego in check. Especially when we get down to the fact that none of these guys were cute at all. None of them. None of these fucking guys were ever. They were all either extremely overweight, or they had just terrible acne that they clearly didn't try to take care of, or their hair was just fucking unkempt and greasy, or their style was just awful, or they fucking had weird fucking voices, because oh my god. There was this one fucking kid. I don't know what his fucking name was, but he could not help but talk shit. And if there was anybody at that school, if you gave me the option, if I could pick one fucking person out of the whole St. Peter's student body from when I was there, it would be this fucking kid. Now, I don't remember his fucking name. I want to say his name was, like, Marshall or some shit. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking care. Yeah, bro, you know who you are. You're getting called the fuck out. Okay. So, bro basically wore the same fucking outfit to school every single goddamn day. Literally. It was always some type of, like, it was this fucking, like, what was it, like, orange, like, bright fucking neon orange hoodie, the same fucking pair of ugly-ass blue jeans, and this fucking old-ass, not even, like, good-looking pair of cowboy boots. They were, like, no, absolutely not. And then Some days he would wear his cowboy hat, some days he wouldn't, but he just, I don't know what the fuck his problem was, but the second he fucking laid eyes on me, he literally could not help but talk shit. So A, I'm convinced this man was like actually fucking in love with me and really confused about his sexuality, because I didn't necessarily look like a chick at the time. Like, you look at my boobs, yeah, but like, you look at my face, I wore makeup, yes, but besides the makeup, I'm very, like, I'm pretty androgynous looking. At least I've had people tell me that. I don't know if everybody feels that way, but I don't necessarily always look like a girl or a boy. I'm kind of just right in the fucking middle. I don't have, like, a super girly face. I don't have a, like, girly demeanor about me at all. Obviously, I'm very, like, I'm a very masculine woman. Although I'm not, I'm gender fluid. We're not gonna get into that fucking bullshit right now, because this is fucking too much to explain. It's not anybody's fucking issue. But no. This fucking kid, this fucking, like I said, I don't remember his name, so I'm just gonna call him Marshall, because I feel like that might be his name. But it could have been, like, Logan or fucking Cody or some shit. I don't know. He had some fucking stupid, basic-ass fucking your parents have no sense of creativity fucking bullshit name. You know? You know. So, every single fucking day, every time I would walk past their little fucking table or pat, like, oh my god, I'd walk past this fucking table in the lunchroom, and every time he'd fucking stare at me and point at me and start fucking whispering to his friends, and they'd all start fucking laughing. And, oh my god, yeah, whatever. So, one day, they just kept fucking doing it at lunch. And so I went up to their table, and I was like, I don't remember if this is actually how this went, because I kind of blocked that whole period of time out. Not because of school, but because of what was going on outside of school. My life was a fucking absolute train wreck at the time. So, I'm sorry, Marshall, if I'm not recalling this event correctly, please hit me up and let me know, because I got some memory issues because of trauma. Anywho, no, so I, like, went up, I was like, what the, like, do you guys have an issue? Because, like, you keep fucking, like, looking at me and pointing and laughing, and they all made it seem like I was, like, some fucking crazy bitch. They were like, well, you seem to be the one who has an issue because you're coming up here and just what fucking ever. So I left it alone. But then one day I realized every time I passed by this fucking Marshall Logan Cody motherfucker, yeah, I'm just gonna, his new name is Marshall Logan Cody. Every time I'd pass by him in the hallway when he was by himself, he would fucking put his head down and walk as fast as he possibly fucking could past me. It was like the motherfucker was scared of me. He couldn't say shit to me when he wasn't with his friends. And it's funny because I was fucking bigger than him. Like, way bigger than him. He was shorter than fuck, little skinny-ass white boy. I'm like 5'4", and at that time, what, I'm like 160 pounds now? I would have been like 140, 145 pounds, and, like, I'm not, like, fucking all muscle or anything, but I'm not fucking, like, all fat either. Like, I'm strong. He is not. Okay? So, now that we're past that, Marshall Logan Cody, if you're listening to this, if you wanna duke it out, if you want to get your ones, you can hit me up. We can sign a contract. We can fight. I think that'd be really fun. I think we should get in a ring and box. I think that'd be awesome, but I don't know, Marshall Logan Cody. It's up to you. Hit me up, man. Hit me up. Any fucking ways. Yeah. So, God, I'm probably going to name this episode Hicks Are Fucking Furries Part 2. Oh my God. The world is gonna go fucking crazy. Okay, well, I think that concludes this episode. I think this was very fun. I did a lot of shit talking, and it felt really fucking nice. It was very... Stop staring at me like you're a fucking skinwalker. Stop. Don't meow at me like I'm being an asshole. You're fucking staring into my soul. Stop that shit. Stop it. Oh my god, my cat's a fucking skinwalker. Anyways, that's We're going to the fucking outro.
All right, my friends. I think it is time for me to head out. Go back to my fucking ramen. Maybe watch some Family Guy. Play some Binding of Isaac. I don't fucking know, man. But I hope you will join me for the next episode. And I very much hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, feel free to hit me up. Send me some feedback. If you didn't, feel free to hit me up and send me some feedback. Marshall Cody Logan, if you're listening to this, it's all love, man. I am serious about the boxing. If you want a box, we can set it up. I can make it happen. But I'm not mad. It's all love. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week because I am recording this on Monday. And have a great, lovely weekend. I will see you all in the next episode. I am out. You know, man.